We are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone with our Monday segment. Every Monday we do three and out on some college football teams in the state, the two D1 teams, the Gophers and the Tommies, and I don't care who went to the postseason, the best D3 football team in Minnesota is St. John's, the Johnnies. But let's start with the Gophers. 37-3. Well, I thought it would be a bigger blowout than that, although that was pretty big. Lose to the Ohio State, and they vaulted the Ohio State ahead of the Wolverines. That's how bad this game was. Or for the
yeah,
Gophers.
Well, you know,
with the Gophers,
you know, they I guess it's a moral victory that they didn't lose by 35 points. They only lost by 34 points.
Yeah.
But no, this one, I think this was expected. I mean, when we talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago and looked at the rest of their schedule, this was the game we knew they were going to lose. They just are not in the same class as Ohio State, right? But they are now in a must-win situation, even to get one of those participation trophy bowl games, Bob. They have to beat Wisconsin next week. There's no choice. You're probably right. I mean, stranger things have happened. They seem to always get up for the trophy games and play those well. If they got a trophy for every game, maybe they'd do better. I don't know. But no, it's really saying something. You know, to be bowl eligible it's not that hard, right?
It doesn't have the meaning it once did. No. Not meaning at all to me.
This was not a good year for the Gopher football program.
And
no question.
It's not just PJ Fleck, but these teams that get these low level bowl games, they treat it like they won a national title when they win the bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that
mm-hmm.
big a deal. It's an exhibition
right.
game that means nothing. What means something is the amount of money they're paying this guy and not getting a return for it. That's
right.
a problem. But, I mean, I've said it before, get rid of Coyle and let the new guy hire somebody competent, let him decide what to do about Fleck. Now, they're not getting rid of him, and it's not going to get better, not with the Pac-12 teams coming in. That's the big
right.
problem that they have, and it's a huge problem that they're going to be facing. So
yes, it is.
Now, the NCAA should be facing this problem. What did they think putting in Co-College when the Johnnies were sitting there ready to go in, and they punished the team that you've talked about it, you know, a lot. They had a tough non-conference schedule. Beat Trinity,
mm-hmm.
lost to Whitewater. It was Whitewater they lost to, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, that's one of the top teams in the country. And
mm-hmm.
and then they wound up having that bad loss later in the year to, what is it?
Gustavus,
yeah. I couldn't even,
yeah.
So non-consequential, I couldn't remember. They had the big misstep, and they got punished for it. They didn't get into the tournament. They put in Co-College as an at-large, and they got thrashed, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't only that. They also beat Bethel, who won the conference championship.
Yes.
So that should have, between strength of schedule, particularly non-conference schedule, and beating the eventual conference champion, that should have secured one of the four at-large spots, and instead the NCAA committee put in Co-College, and they lost to Aurora 20-7 this weekend. So I don't know. Again, I don't know what the NCAA was thinking. My guess is that the Johnnies probably could have played that game closer and might be moving on to another round. But they wanted Co, so now maybe they wanted Aurora to advance, Bob. So they wanted to set up a patsy opponent for them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was disappointing, and it's just kind of more frustrating this weekend seeing the team that did get to go do nothing in the playoffs.
No, they lost 42-14 to Wisconsin-Whitewater. So, yeah, so no MIAC's teams are advancing. It's just it's curtains for those guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
And their
mm-hmm.
coaches, I think you noted it last week, their coach is retiring. So they'll be looking for a new football coach. We'll see what happens with that.
Yep.
Anyway. By the way, your Tom is your alma mater. They they won their final game, and if they really weren't on probation, they would have finished. Well, they could finish in the standings in their in their conference. That they don't take away from them,
right?
But they don't
right.
go to the postseason
yeah.
yet.
Correct. Yeah, when they won the conference last year, they did not go to the postseason because for the first 5 years from the transition, they aren't allowed to go to the postseason. And so they ended up finishing second in the Pioneer League. They had a chance to tie for first had Drake lost on Saturday, but Drake won. So Drake ends up being the Pioneer League Conference champion, which is, I understand, the first time in a long time that it's happened. It might be the first time ever that it's happened. And they are slotted, you know, like the FCS playoffs are like the Division III, where it's a bracket, yep, like basketball. And Drake, for getting their first conference championship, they're rewarded by getting to play NDSU. So
good for you guys. Hey, you know? Way to go. All right, you know, I want to go back to the Gophers. What do you think should happen with Fleck? Anything? Definitely don't give him another extension.
No, I think they need to look at his coordinators and see where they could make a change there. I think he's overblowing how much the NIL issue.
Of course, he is. He's looking for an excuse.
But I do think that, and this is where it falls more on the athletic director with Coyle. They do need to find a solution to that, because it's not just a football problem; it's a basketball problem as well. They're going to have to find some way to address that. But again, that's not the football coach or the basketball coach to try to come up with a solution for that. That's the athletic department, the athletic director. So I'm looking more like you are, Bob, towards Mark Coyle versus PJ Fleck, because in the back of my mind, I keep thinking about the mistake they made when Glenn Mason wasn't good enough and they fired him and we ended up with Tim Brewster. You still have to think of who else is willing to come here. And I don't see that they're going to get any top quality football coach from another program to come play, to come coach at the University of Minnesota. You know, Fleck may be as good as they can get, you know, going way back. You know, for those that remember when Lou Holtz was coach here, that was a unique occurrence. There were a lot of reasons why that happened. That's not going to happen again. There's no coach out there that's going to come in and want to coach the Gophers and thinking that this is going to be the key to national success and prominence and fame and fortune. So they have to be realistic about that.
You know what, though? If he is, we heard he was a great recruiter. Where's the evidence of that? Because if he was a great recruiter, he can get a kid to come here that's outstanding. And the NIL money will follow. Nobody wants to give money to middling players. And that's the problem. There's no stars on this team. There's no superstars. So that's where the money is. It comes when the players are good, the NIL money comes. And it doesn't have to be boosters.
No, but I do think the NIL money is having an impact on recruiting as well. And it's for as many Fortune 500 companies that are in Minnesota, you'd think that between and a lot of you know, U of M alums that are in business here in Minnesota, you'd think that they could come up with something.
But who are you going to give it to? None of the players are worthy of it, and that's recruiting.
Maybe you recruit greater talent and you got to hold on to, you know, the guys that you've got. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I don't think there's one thing that you can say, fix that, and all of a sudden the Gophers are going to be competitive. And they may never be competitive.
I don't think they will.
I can't ever see the University of Minnesota being competitive with Michigan and Ohio State. Never. I mean, it's been,
USC, UCLA,
years since they were.
Oregon, Washington, those four teams. How you got to be competitive when you're adding four really – well, better programs than you are, and in the case of a few of them, really good programs. Well, Jeff, we could solve it here, but we're not going to. It's on them. It's on Coyle. Get rid of this guy. All right, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone with our three and out for Monday. We will take a quick break. Thanks, Jeff, and the BS show will be right back. We'll talk a little rugby about the St. John. The Johnnies had a big win on Saturday. We'll tell you what happened Sunday in a moment.